The following episode of The Drop-In is brought to you by Spoke, a new free listening app from SiriusXM.
The following is an at-will presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Drop-In with Will Melnati.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Season 3, Episode 10 of The Drop-In. This is the season finale. I hate to break everyone's heart. My heart is broken. I know Mitch has been crying all day. Today, we have a very special guest. Actually, I'm not going to tell you who the guest is yet. Let's start this finale off like every other episode with 1 minute on the clock. Mitch, let's go. First up, Michael Jackson has a new album coming out at the end of September. No, he doesn't, because he's dead. So I don't know how he's coming out with a new album, but I'm seeing advertisements for it all over the place. Number two, when you run for the train doors before they close and you're sweating when you finally get on there, and then they just stay open for another, like, 5 minutes, and you're just kind of standing there panting. Everyone looks at you. Number three, city bikes. I'm sure you guys in different states have iterations of this. Bikes that you can rent for the day. They are slow, they're dirty, and they're ridiculous. Number four, people on the street with clipboards who stop you and want to talk to you about some cause. Hey, sir, can I speak to you about why eating fried chicken is bad for you? I know that, and I don't want to talk about it because I'm going somewhere. That's why I'm walking. All right, today we have a very special guest, the only guest that's ever returned to the Drop-In. Everyone else swore that they would never return, so this guy's really doing me a solid. Paul Wesley, you know him best from the show of 8 seasons, The Vampire Diaries. Paul is here to talk to us about his new chapter as a director and a producer. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Paul Wesley. You are the only guest I've ever brought back.
Really?
Thus far. I've never had anyone return. You know, on a lot of these podcast shows, they say, so-and-so returns. But I've never said that.
Can we keep it that way? Can I this
be
is
the
it?
Only person?
Yeah, can I be the in the history of this podcast, can I be?
I think we could do this. I think you can be the only.
At least for the next month.
I feel like you've been on kind of a podcast spree lately.
I mean, I've done two my whole life.
Well, no, I'm so happy to have you back. This is great.
Thank you.
And you're in a new you're kind of in a new chapter of your life.
A new chapter of my life.
I think you were in one of the last seasons of the show that you were on for 8 years.
How long ago did I do your podcast?
It would have been a year and a half ago, or maybe even longer.
Yeah, I think it was longer.
Maybe 2 years ago. So would have been, it's season 7.
I remember that podcast because I remember I was—
Because it was the only one you'd ever done.
It was the only one I'd ever done. But also, like, I was on my way to the movies. I don't know if you probably don't remember this, but
you missed it.
No. Oh. I think I was a little late. I went to go see a movie that I didn't like.
So my podcast will always be coupled with that bad memory.
Yeah. I was this movie, Carol, which everyone liked. I think Cate Blanchett, Rooney Mara,
and it was terrible.
That's not terrible. Look, man, I went in with high expectations. I didn't hate it.
Do you think movies are getting better or getting worse?
You know, man, I've seen a string of good film lately, and
were they high? Well, big budget things or small budget things?
I don't really watch like big budget, but I definitely like, well, actually the last movie I saw is getting tons of controversial. I saw a movie two days ago, in the East Village called Mother, Darren Aronofsky's film.
I'm aware.
You know it, right? And it's getting like all these, it has like an F cinema score and like everyone's, but then the reviews are kind of mixed. So, I mean, look, I'm not interested in like being a movie critic, but I definitely have opinions. That movie, I thought it had some commendable qualities. There was some good craftsmanship, but I can understand why some people had a negative reaction to it.
I heard people said to me that it made them feel sick at certain times.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. Like, one of my favorite movies is this movie called Irreversible. And It's a Gaspar Noé, and it's this movie that I ended up like sort of looking at the behind the scenes extra footage, and extra content, and he actually put a reverb throughout the movie that induced nausea.
I love that.
I'm not kidding.
I know. I believe.
And he had strobing that also induced nausea.
Would make your stomach.
And I loved it.
Rattle a little bit.
I loved it because I was supposed to feel really uncomfortable throughout the film, and it really created that for me. So I don't need to go to the movies to have a pleasant experience. I just want to have an experience that is honest and not, you know, just fluff like you. You're a fluffer.
Oh yeah.
And
I don't know about fluffer, but I the fluff I'm interested in sometimes.
Yeah, I understand.
What do you understand exactly?
I'm just saying that.
I haven't seen Mother yet, but I think that it's interesting to see these huge budget movies being made, and the bigger the budget, the mm-hmm. besides what was that Cara Delevingne movie?
I don't know.
Yeah, come on. That massive, like the biggest independent budget, $200 million budget.
Independent?
It was independent. It wasn't by a major studio.
Get out of here.
Privately funded,
and
yes.
And it was $200 million?
Yes, this just happened.
I swear to God, I have no idea what you're
talking about. Cara Delevingne.
I know who she is. I know she's been in movies. I don't know what movie you're talking about.
It's like some, you know, futuristic.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. I didn't see it.
Anyway, it didn't do well.
Right. Well,
but besides that, it's these was Marvel it, movies, it, the Wonder Woman's and everything else. They put a lot in, and then they
see. I didn't see Wonder Woman. I'm sure it's fine. I tell you what I saw, man. That I was just blown away by. I thought it was just fucking phenomenal. Mm. Can I curse on this podcast?
As long as you don't make me take it out afterwards.
Got it. I won't, dude. Good time. The Robert Pattinson film. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Man, go Great. See it. Oh, man. It's such a good movie. I mean, I really appreciated that film on so many levels.
I really appreciated the fact that he had been kind of laying low. He had done a couple indie things, I think, but mm-hmm. then came out with this thing. And mm-hmm. for the majority of the world, people hadn't seen him like yeah. this.
Man, I've always liked
carrying a
I've always liked
role.
Him, though. Like, people have, you know, I've always liked.
As what, an actor?
Yeah. Yeah.
In what?
I've never met him. I don't know. I just I saw him in I forget the name. I think it's called The Rover, maybe.
Independent.
Yeah, and he did a really nice job. Anyway, I just always thought he had like the some chops. Yeah, and so I was excited to see him do well.
Yeah, and you never met him before.
And I've never met him. No.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
I think it's weird because you both played vampires.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm joking. That's not why.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's weird because, I don't know, you're in the same age group. I'm assuming you go out for the same roles and you're in LA at the same time. And I don't know. Isn't that the way Hollywood? Isn't that the way Hollywood works?
I met all the, funnily enough, I feel like I met all the other kids from Twilight.
But he's been holding out on you.
Except for him. He's the only
one. He's actually been in the room. Or like around when you were meeting the rest of them,
probably
he was hiding.
I would hide too if I was meeting myself. That doesn't make any sense.
I've tried to hide.
I'm
now
sure.
I was going to see you.
I'm sure.
So I wanted to ask one really hard hitting question.
Do it,
just
man.
To
get
start
deep.
It out.
Get
yeah.
deep. Get
what
deep.
Is your worst habit?
You know, a habit that I'm actually trying to kick. I chew a lot of chewing gum, which I think can be just like, it's like a, I don't know what it is, man. Maybe I have some sort of like
oral fixation. Oral,
yeah. I don't want to smoke cigarettes or, you know, I'm just bored and I have like get ADD. So I feel like I need to be doing something. So that's like, it's really bad for you and I shouldn't do that.
You know who's going to tell you it's bad for you?
The dentist I'm about to go see.
Yes, that's correct. You're going to say, Paul, do you chew gum by any chance? And you're going to say, you know, it's funny. I was just talking about
on a podcast. Yeah.
How much of an asshole I am.
Yeah, so I gotta work that out. What's your worst habit?
My worst habit used to be biting my nails, which is very similar, and now I don't.
No, that's good, man. That's not good for you, man.
No, it took a long time, though. It was a long, hard road to get out of it.
Yeah.
And finally, I don't know, somehow I'm out of it.
It's because you were sexually frustrated?
Is that what they say?
No.
But then, I'm sure that's what it was.
I feel like that's what it was.
So then my nail biting habits would come and go with the times that I was in.
I know. Well, yeah. Fluctuates.
Huge fluctuations.
I understand.
In certain points. Let me ask you a question about this.
Yeah.
I watched a YouTube video.
Uh-oh.
And it was your first role ever.
Uh-oh.
Why, you ask? Because I wanted to see what you looked like in 1999. You don't believe that I watched it?
I don't know what video. What I want to know what it was.
Well, what was your first role?
It just depends on what you consider a role.
What was your first TV role?
Well, I was an extra in a commercial, so I don't think you got
no,
that.
No. Yeah, TV yeah. show.
Another World.
Yes, that's what I
Did
watched.
Did you get it, man?
It was amazing.
Get out of here.
So here's the disclaimer to anyone listening. Please go to YouTube and type in Paul Wesley, Another World.
No.
It'll bring you right to the money shot. And basically, hold on. It's 15 minutes in. The first YouTube clip that comes up, it's 15 minutes in, and it is Paul in all his glory. His character is very kind of, it's funny, because he talks about chewing gum or being a little, and right now he's kind of picking his nails.
I'm nervous.
He was very nervous his character is very nervous in this scene.
Can I ask you a question? Did you have to wait 15 minutes into the video to see me?
No, I scrolled over to look where you were.
So it's a 15-minute video?
It's the whole episode.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gents, so if you have an extra 30 minutes,
okay,
get on there ASAP. But my question is, yeah, do you remember that scene? And
I don't.
Are you trying not to remember it?
I actually don't even know what you're. I mean, I know what you're talking.
I was
going to
bring
out
a computer and play it for you. Just
you know,
for
I got some funny stories from Another World. You know,
well, you have to explain what Another World is, because when I watch it, the genre is actually very confusing.
Doesn't everyone know? Well, Another World. Well, first of all, it's a soap opera. Was a soap opera, and that was my first job. I was actually second choice, and the guy that got the job,
Rob Pattison.
No, his name. He's a friend of mine. I haven't talked to him in years. He somehow couldn't do it, so they gave it to me. I was a sloppy seconds, but in any case, it's a soap opera. How do I explain it? I don't
were
know.
Were you a regular?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was like just the one episode you
no,
were on.
No, I was like a regular. But here's the problem. I was a regular, but then the show got canceled like 3 months after I joined. Coincidence? I think not.
I think so. So 12 episodes or something you did maybe?
Something like, I don't even know. Probably more, man.
How much did you get paid?
It's weekly. I think you get a week. Is it weekly? I don't remember, but it's not a lot. I mean, it's not a little, but it's. I think it was like, you know, my first job. I would say like $5,000 or $6,000 an episode.
So per week?
Dude, I got to be honest with you. I don't remember. Maybe less. Maybe like $5,000 a week or something, which is.
What'd you do with it?
I bought a Mongoose bicycle.
What is that?
You don't know what Mongoose, like a BMX bike?
Oh, okay. Like a little crotch rocket?
No. I was too young. I didn't have a license. Like one of those shiny bikes, man.
Oh, like a real bicycle.
A bicycle, man.
Okay. So you
Mongoose,
bought,
like with pegs.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you could carry your friends around?
Or like take chicks on rides on
Hello.
My pegs.
Oh, now we're talking.
You know what I'm saying?
So you had the fresh new whip around
Word.
The neighborhood.
Word.
Word. What else did you do with the money? That's it?
Do I need to do any more?
No, at
Dude,
that point, no. Then
come on. No, hey, you know what I did is, you know, actually, my parents wanted to redo the basement. We lived in I remember they wanted to like restore their basement or some, I don't remember, but I remember I gave them some money
That's
to
amazing.
Redo the basement.
Very noble of you.
I don't even know if they asked. They just took the cash and ran.
Yeah. So what did you do with the money? Well, I didn't do anything with it. My parents, on the other hand, they spent
pretty
it.
Pretty sure.
They knew exactly what they wanted to do with that money,
exactly,
and they did it.
Exactly.
Well, that's nice.
I think, you know, things like that, you know.
Things like basement work.
Yeah,
but as long as you got the bike, you didn't care what
the rest
of it
I got the Mongoose with the chrome. Come on, man.
And you'd ride it around the neighborhood?
You know it.
But were you a bully or were you like...
No, at that point, I never was a bully. I just acted real hard. You know what I mean?
Of course you did. You still do.
Of course.
That's never... You can't like just scrape that away.
Yeah.
It's always with you.
But because it's like, well, I was acting hard because I was scared that I was going to... That, you know, if I didn't act hard, someone would come after me. So it was like... It was a fake bully, you know?
Did anyone ever come after you?
Oh, my God. I used to get in fights
when are we
all
talking
the time.
About?
High school. All I did, I went to three different high schools.
Oh, that's right. We've talked about this. We actually did this on the first one.
I got in some scary fights. Like, I got jumped once. I had to go to the hospital. I'm not kidding.
And this was just, what, last week?
This was on my way over here, man. That's why I'm late.
New York's a scary place, man.
No, I haven't been.
You gotta watch yourself.
I haven't been in a fight in 10 years.
Until today.
And then today was the day. Shit happens.
Did you take a hit to the facial?
When?
In the fight.
Yeah, but I was fine. I didn't. But like I went to the hospital out of precaution. Like they made me go. But like yeah, man. When you're a kid and you get jumped, like it's scary. It was like at a party. I mean, I would never want to get in a jumped anymore, man.
No.
You know. I really, it's last resort. But when you're a kid, you just think you're invincible. And so you just fight everyone. And, you know, that was my thing.
I remember, yes, there was definitely the fighting on the playground in grade school.
Yeah.
But the other thing we used to do is we used to have, like, one at a time, one person stand up against a tree. And,
yeah.
And one person would put both hands, like, pressure on their chest and make them faint, make
what?
Them pass out.
I don't understand. Like
it was like this thing. If you cut off the blood circulation by pushing on someone's chest, you faint. And we thought it was so funny to make each other pass out, like at recess. It wasn't funny because then someone would like pass out and started like having like convulsions.
Are
and
you
hit
serious?
Their head on the tree. Yeah. We thought it was
where,
so funny.
Where'd you go to school?
I know.
What kind of what is this?
I went to a weird high school, man.
Where did you grow? Oh, Chicago.
Yeah, outside of Chicago, but yeah. You know, there were some weird people. I think like, in that crew, you know, the guy has guns.
High school's
guns.
Weird, isn't it, man?
Yeah, it's not weird when you're in it necessarily, but when you're out,
I even
you're like,
think,
oh my God.
I even think it's weird when you're in it. I mean, for me anyway, like I was like, this is abnormal, man. I mean, because I went to an all boys private school first. I got kicked out of there. Then I went to a public school. Got kicked out of there. Then I went to some prep school. But I always, everywhere I went, I was like, man, I just didn't fit in. So maybe it was me. But it didn't make, high school's strange. I just directed a film that I wrote.
Thank you for the segue.
I remember thinking like, well, what's interesting to me? And high school is very interesting to me. So I made it about a girl in high school because, you know, I feel like a girl in high school. No, because I feel like that's a very interesting time.
Of course it is. Everyone can relate to it.
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys downloaded the Spoke app yet? Spoke, S-P-O-K-E. It takes about 5 seconds. Spoke is the new social listening app from SiriusXM that curates a playlist of podcasts that you will love based on what you like. You know how you pick what type of news you want to read about on the news app? Well, why shouldn't you have something like this for your podcasts and audio docs? With over 300,000 podcasts, it is not easy to find the ones that you want. But with Spoke, they make it easy for you. They hand select them. Yes, that's right. Just for your tastes. Go to hearspoke.com/at will to hear your favorite moments from The Drop-In and other shows from the At Will Network. You're going to like the way it sounds. I guarantee it. Did I copy that from someone? I don't think so. I think it's pretty original. And now for a new segment we like to call Two Truths and a Lie, otherwise known as You Lying Dirty Son of a Bitch. Two Truths and a Lie. I do yoga at least once a week.
Okay.
I drink at least 2 liters of water per day.
Mm-hmm.
I work out in the gym 4 times a week.
Here's the thing. I was looking at your guns lately, and you've been working out. I'm going to tell you right now, man. I saw you in the T-shirt. You got some... I saw you in the T-shirt. You put on the long sleeve now. You had the T-shirt earlier.
I didn't want to intimidate you in your interview.
I understand.
This isn't about me,
Well, in any
Paul.
Case, I saw the guns. I think you do work out. All right, man? Let's just leave it there. I do think you drink the water. You seem like a healthy guy. You got glowing, radiant skin, okay? This yoga thing is the only suspicious, although I could see you doing it, but I think that's the one I'm going to nix.
Fuck, you got it right.
Yeah. All right.
Nice work.
Yeah.
I think the third one I should have gone a little bit more weird. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
I've never eaten a hamburger. I've never seen Star Wars. I drink 1 Yoo-hoo a week.
This is good. A little bit all over the map. I was trying to read your poker face. One Yoo-Hoo. That's the chocolatey drink?
That's right.
So
how
random.
Do you not know what Yoo-Hoo is, dude?
Is there protein in it?
There's a little bit of protein in it. It's milk.
Mm-hmm. One Yoo-Hoo per week. I mean, that one is too random to not be true. And hold on a second. You said, what was the first one?
I said, I've never eaten a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Star Wars. I drink one Yoo-Hoo a week.
You had to have watched Star Wars. You had to have seen Star Wars. I mean, that's crazy if you haven't and you're in the film industry, but why would you mention that? Because that's something that just would be like, wow, it's crazy. You're like, yeah, I've never seen it. Just never sat down and watched it.
Mm-hmm.
But the hamburger thing, I'm trying to think back on lunch dates we've had.
Mm.
I think it's number two.
What's number two?
The second one.
Is a lie? I don't understand.
The second one is a lie. Star Wars.
That's the truth.
I mean, truth. And wait, two truths and a lie. Yeah, I was saying that the second one is a lie, Star Wars. It's a lie. You have seen
Star Wars. I have not seen Star Wars.
You have not?
I have not seen Star Wars.
And you said, I've never seen Star Wars.
I've never seen Star Wars.
Have you never?
I've never seen Star Wars.
Okay, so I got it wrong. So what was the first one? It was the first one? You never had a hamburger?
All right, can I be honest with you, Will? I sort of fucked up.
What?
I did a half truth.
What, you had a cheeseburger, you never had a hamburger?
Well.
You've seen Star Wars 2, you never seen Star Wars 1?
I've never seen any Star Wars.
Okay.
And I didn't eat a hamburger for many, many years.
But you
for
have
a long
now.
Time. No, and then I had like...
A bite of a hamburger?
A hand, maybe, yeah.
Who fed it to you?
Can I tell you something? I thought it was two lies and a truth.
Okay.
And so for years I've been saying that I've never eaten a hamburger, and it's been the truth. And then I had one, and then I didn't. Now I don't eat beef.
When did you have one, by the way? This is a big moment in time that you had
your first hamburger. I was like a...
Drunk?
No, I've had a couple, but then I stopped eating beef. So now I don't have them, but I had a couple when I was like in my early 20s or something.
Yeah, at least were they In-N-Out burgers?
No.
So you mess up the game.
I mess up the game. But the truth is, I never saw Star Wars, and I don't...
Why? Is there a reason?
You know...
Even the new ones?
Here's the deal, man. So I really want to see the original Star Wars, okay? I really, really want
but
to see
But they ran
it.
Out at Blockbuster, so you couldn't get it?
No, man. That's not it.
Netflix is sold out?
I feel like I need to reserve this.
A day.
No. I feel like everyone has like one thing where everyone goes like, what? What do you mean? And I have that. Like, I own that shit.
Oh, so you're like, even though I'm in the film and TV
I own it.
Industry,
it's not worth it. I'd rather keep the fact that I've never the ability
that.
To say I've never seen Star Wars and get reactions than see Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Okay.
And the hamburger thing is a half truth, and then the Yoo-Hoo thing's a lie. Did I ruin the game?
You ruined the whole thing. You ruined it doubly.
Can we do it again? Can we play
yes.
again?
Yes. Are you ready?
Fuck.
All right, two truths and a lie.
All right.
You have to pick out the lie.
All right.
That's how this works.
All right.
I've been arrested twice.
Okay.
I've been to Alaska 3 times. I've hung out with Hillary Clinton at least once.
All right. You've been arrested how many times?
Twice.
You went to Alaska when?
3 times.
And you hung out with Hillary Clinton?
At least once.
The lie is Alaska.
Pretty good.
I know.
Why? Because we would have talked about it?
I just know you.
Go.
Okay, great. I've been arrested 3 times. I am godfather to my little sister. I bought my first house when I was 19.
One of those first two is a lie, and I think it's the first one. I don't think you've been arrested 3 times. I think you've been arrested like
truth.
Twice.
Truth.
What?
I've been arrested 3 times.
So what's the lie?
I bought my house when I was 21. My first one was 21, not when I was 19. Okay. Boom.
You did it right this time.
Nailed it.
Tell me.
What was the second one that I said? Godfather. I am godfather of my little sister.
Yeah.
Boom. Fucking nailed it.
That is a good one. Let me ask you something that's super personal.
I love it.
your tattoos.
Yeah, I only have one.
Why?
Well, I have, actually I have two. When I was about 19 or 18, I got a symbol on my shoulder, and I thought it was something that me and my friends made up, and it was a real ugly symbol. At the time, I thought it was a good idea. It was the worst idea ever. It looked like shit.
Was it a swastika?
Yeah. I mean, my Polish heritage really, they would have really appreciated the irony. No, it wasn't, but it looked, I mean, honestly, it looked like if a dog took a shit on a sidewalk, I got that like tattooed, that's what it would look like. And it was so ugly. And then I got this. We all came up with this terrible squiggly.
Was it a dog?
No, man,
It was like a pile of poop.
It was like a pile of shit, yeah. And then I got this, and I was trying to get it lasered off. It wouldn't come off because it was like branded on for the most part. And then, honestly, man, I didn't care. I was just like, whatever. I'm just going to leave this thing. And then I got the show that I was on for 8 years. And they were like, you have to be shirtless all the time. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to sit in the makeup and get this thing. They're going to bring me in like an hour early and get the makeup spray on top of this tattoo. And I finally was just like, you know what? I'm just going to get a really timeless, really classy tattoo on top of this thing that I can be proud of, that I would like. So I went.
That what? Your character on the show could have?
That I, as Paul, could have and also would look good at. On television, honestly, sounds.
They were going to let you have a tattoo.
It was me. It was my personal choice. Okay. That's what I wanted, and so then I was like, well, what would I like? So I found this tattoo artist Taka, in L.A.
I love tacos.
Yeah, tacos, man. He's amazing. Taka is this guy Taka. In L.A., he's an amazing artist.
Name or is it like Madonna?
I know. I don't want to mispronounce it. It's like Tamada, Taka Tamada.
And he's tomatoes?
Exactly. Tacos, tomatoes. Yeah. No, dude, this guy is like a brilliant
artist. Making me hungry.
Artist. You're great. And we created this. Dude, you think you're funny?
No.
Is that?
That's what this show is about, is seeing if I can make myself
laugh.
Yeah,
I was going
to
say.
It has nothing to do with the guests. It's totally one-sided. It's like if I made myself
laugh
today, then we had fun.
It's like dating Will Malnati.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like going out to dinner. He's just cracking himself up with absolutely no concern for anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know I've done a good job if I make myself
exactly.
laugh.
That's all that matters. By the way, what time is my dentist, man?
You got to go.
What time is it at, though?
You got to go in 2 minutes.
But really, what time is my dentist? Do you know?
I don't know. I didn't schedule it, but
right,
I think
hold on. I'm looking on the.
But
on
I
the,
think it's. But I think it's in like 12 minutes.
Oh shit, dude! I gotta go.
All right.
What the fuck?
I'm calling you an Uber.
I gotta get out of here, man.
I'm calling you an Uber.
You want me to get rid of these cavities or what?
I'm. No.
What are you trying to do to me, man?
Where's the thing?
Holy shit!
Where's your?
It's on. I'm not gonna make it.
Yes, you are, dude.
It's on 72nd Street.
And what?
Dude, you just boned me.
Stop it. Yes, you are.
72nd and 1st. Between, oh, man. Now it was.
Dude, you're fine. What are you talking about? Man. You're going to take the FDR.
What FDR?
You're going to take the FDR.
All right. Son of a bitch.
71st? You got to get going, dude. Seriously, you got to go.
Right, I'm glad I looked at the thing. I'm glad I at least
you
have
gotta
a
go.
Podcast host who cares about my teeth, man. All right. Hey, listen. Love you, man.
I love you. Come on, you gotta go.
I know.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Thank you to my guest, Paul Wesley. If you want to follow him on social media, you can do so at Paulvedere. That's right, like Belvedere, which is what I'm going to be drinking shortly after this outro. And thank you so much for listening to the past 10 episodes of Season 3. We will be back soon. I don't know how soon, but don't touch that dial. That's a wrap for Season 3. Make sure to stay subscribed and keep on the lookout for updates at Will Radio on Instagram and Twitter. And follow me at Will Malnati on Instagram and, you guessed it, Twitter. I also use an app called Vero, V-E-R-O. I know, little known facts. You learn something every finale. Thanks again, and we will see you very soon. Thanks again to our partner Spoke, SiriusXM's new app that allows you to listen to podcasts, radio programs, and documentaries curated for you. Go to hearspoke.com/@will now.